Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have some news this week from the... I think we got it from the county, that asylum seekers in Erie County hotels will be out by December 31st. And to discuss that, we have Rosanna Berardi from Berardi Immigration Law. Rosanna, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me today.
Well, thanks for joining us on this Sunday morning. So we've got the date, December 31st. They will be out of Western New York hotels, those who have not had... their asylum approved, if I read it correctly. So what will these next few months look like, and what will December 31st look like when that deadline hits?
Well, every favorite lawyer's answer is, it depends. So we do have a contract that's expiring on December 31st with DACCO. That was the company that was managing all the migrant housing. Now, that contract is set to expire. Doesn't mean it can't be extended, doesn't mean that another company will not take it over. However, if it does truly expire, migrants have been given a letter that has said that New York City and New York State's offering with next steps, and the next steps are either to go to other housing programs, to friends or family, or to go back to New York City's arrival center. So we're not really sure what it's going to look like, but those are at least the guidelines.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that these migrants will be leaving Erie County, right? There's other places they could end up December 31st?
Yeah, it's really vague. It says, you know, transfer to state or local housing programs. Now let's call this what it is. This announcement was made 2 weeks before the U.S. presidential election. Immigration is a very hot issue. The vast majority of people in New York State, doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, are in opposition to housing of migrants based on public funding. So I don't think it's coincidental that we're hearing this right now. And I'm skeptical that actually anything is going to happen or change, because we have a whole slew of people, and you can't just let them, you know, go and not care for them. New York State is something that is called a right to shelter mandate. And in New York City has a legal obligation to find placement for asylum seekers. And this dates back to the 1980s. So we can't do, you know, all these misnomers of, oh, there's going to be a mass deportation. Not possible under the current immigration law. Everyone's entitled to their day in court. And then secondly, we're a right to shelter state and city. So we can't just, you know, open the floodgates of these hotel doors and be like, okay, you know, figure it out. That's really not how it works.
Rosanna, we've talked so much about, you know, migrant children in schools here in Western New York. Would parents of children in school have some kind of pass to stay? How would that work?
Yeah, again, it's very vague. This group of migrants that came into the U.S. in the last year have been really dominated by family units, which isn't something we always see. And, you know, it's disruptive to a child to pull them out of school. I'm not sure if some type of concession can be made for the child to remain in school, even if the parents are moved to a different facility. There's no saying. I mean, the county executive's office came out and said, look, people are leaving Erie County by December 31st. I think that remains to be seen. We're not sure where everybody's actually going to go, but I think if you look at the rhetoric from beginning to end on this, boy, have we seen it flip from, you know, if you don't want, quote, these people in your community, you're a racist, to now here in October, the migrants will be transported back to New York City, basically flipping the rhetoric on its head.
You know, we hear so much about the asylum process and, you know, the backlog in courts. And as you said, everyone deserves their day in court. What does that process look like? And, you know, what kind of weight are these migrants who are in hotels in Erie County? What is the weight they are looking at to have their asylum hearing?
Yeah. So, Joe, well, I'm glad you're sitting down. This is rough. So when somebody enters the United States and says, I can't return to my home in Haiti or Venezuela, they are filing what's called an affirmative asylum application, meaning I'm affirmatively saying I can't go back. When you do that, what happens is you then file for an asylum application on paper with USCIS. That's the government agency that has authority over these applications. Those applications can take several years to go through the system. Now, you cannot get work authorization immediately. You've got to wait 150 days from the time your application's been filed to actually apply for work authorization. So you're not getting the ability to work immediately. You're sitting around for several months. Let's say the asylum application's reviewed by USCIS. The vast majority of them are denied because it's incredibly difficult to show that you qualify for political asylum. If that application gets denied, you can appeal it. You can appeal it before an immigration judge. And right now, they're saying the affirmative asylum cases have an estimated wait time of more than 6 years.
Yikes.
Phone drop. Mic drop. 6 years. So what do we do in the 6 year period is the question.
Wow, that is, you know, I think a lot of people knew it was backed up. I don't think people knew it took that long. So, you know, we hear so much about making changes to the process. Like, where would that start? How would you make a change? How would you speed that up?
Well, so the actual processing of the applications, that's an issue with USCIS. They don't have enough people for the amount of applications that are filed. Now, they are self-funded, meaning that every application is filed with a fee. And if this was a private business entity, you get more business, what do? You hire more people. We're really not seeing that so much on the federal immigration side. So the processing, there's not enough judges, there's not enough immigration officers to handle this massive influx. And then, you know, on the holistic side of what are we doing here, you know, this goes back to our immigration law that really is based from 1952 and was last meaningfully updated in 1997. So Congress really hasn't touched the law. Like we hear all the time when I tell people I'm an immigration lawyer, they say, how do you keep up with all the changes? Well, there really aren't. They're not congressional legal legislative changes. They're policy changes where an administration will come in and say, okay, now we're going to do this. Now we're going to do that. This issue has to be handled by Congress. It probably won't ever be, but we need it. We need the foundation rebuilt, and then we need the players, the government agencies, to just hire more people to get these applications moving.
Well, it's something to definitely keep an eye on, Rosanna, and we'll be keeping an eye on that deadline, and I know we'll be talking more about it as it approaches. Rosanna Berardi, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.